following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO, the final regular season matchup for these two girls' basketball teams, the Miller Wrestlers taking on the Highmore Herald Pirates. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. Tonight's coverage of regional high school basketball is also brought to you by Jan Bussey Ford, the Miller Press, Advanced Collision and Repair, Miller Rexall, by Carr Chiropractic, Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, the American Family Insurance of Crystal Bulk Garden Agency, C&B Operations, Access Health of Highmore, the folks at the Highmore Herald, Mashing Food Center, and Highmore Health. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. Regular season finale for these two teams. We saw them way back in December in their season openers. The Miller Wrestlers, 14-4 on the season. Currently, they are in quite a battle with Mobridge Pollock for the number one seed in Region 6A. If Miller gets the victory here tonight and Mobridge Pollock loses to Winter in their regular season finale tomorrow night, that would give Miller the number one overall seed. But either way, Miller has put together a nice season. They take on the Highmore Herald Pirates, who after getting off to a slow start this season, currently set at 6-13, playing much better basketball as they have won their last two contests in a row. And they look to try to move up in the seeding, but a lot of different things have to happen. It's a pretty wild scenario for Highmore Herald to hang on to that number seven overall seed and avoid a play-in game with Sunshine Bible Academy next Monday night. More than likely, though, if Highmore Herald did drop to the number eight seed, they would have that game here in Highmore. Again, they are in a battle with Ipswich, a team they beat on Monday night, but we have a lot of scenarios to talk about. We'll do that in our Keys to Success segment that is brought to you by May Adam that's coming up in just a little bit. This is the pregame show. It's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you that snow means slow. Drive the conditions. We'll take a three-minute break. Our pregame continues after this on KPLO.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Beth Eliason and Gregory, Potsdam State Farm and Pier, or visit insuredwithbecky.com.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2023 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. The inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, planters, they can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Welcome back to Highmore as we get ready for tonight's girls basketball matchup as Highmore Herald and Miller warm up down court on court as we prepare for this contest here. It's time for our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We saw Miller open their season back on December 7th when they picked up a victory over Stanley County in Fort Pierre. Highmore Herald opened their season on December 9th when they took on Jones County. We were there as well, as we saw both of these teams get their seasons underway. And as we've went through the season, we've seen both of these teams put together a very good season. Highmore Herald, 6-13 on the year, playing with a lot of young kids and starting to pick up some victories as they go down the home stretch of the season. Taking on Miller, the Rustlers expected to do good things with their battle-tested squad, very senior-heavy. They have done good things throughout the season, picking up 14 wins and a 14-4 overall record. As they go to work here, their postseason scenario is this: to be the number one seed in Region 6A. They need to get the victory here tonight and then hope that that winner knocks off Mobridge Pollock. Mobridge Pollock currently is the number one team in Region 6A. And for Miller to be the number one seed, Mobridge Pollock, rather, would have to lose one of their two remaining games. They are also in action this evening and then again on tomorrow night. For Highmore Herald, they currently set as seeding wise in Region 6B as the number 7 seed, but there's a pretty close battle with Ipswich, and it depends more on just whether or not the teams win or lose. Highmore Herald, if they were to beat Miller here tonight, they would lock down the number 7 seed and avoid having to play a play-in game next Monday, which would be against Sunshine Bible Academy. Comes down to bonus seeding points, and there's some opportunities there. As you look at the teams that Highmore Herald has already played, there are several of those teams that set with 14 wins. And if they get to a 15th win, they move to a 750 winning percentage, and by doing that, they would find themselves, Highmore Herald would get some extra seeding points, even though they possibly have lost to those teams. So Highmore Herald gets bonus points if Jones County defeats Lyman tonight, if Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeats Iroquois Lake Preston. Highmore Herald will get bonus points if James Valley Christian knocks off Wessington Springs this evening. So those are opportunities for Highmore Herald to pick up seeding points, trying to stay ahead of Ipswich, who is currently the number 8 overall seed. Ipswich would get bonus points if James Valley Christian beats Wessington Springs, if Hitchcock-Tulare beats Northwestern, if Miller beats Highmore Herald. Then it basically will give Ipswich the number 7 seed in the region. If North Central beats Leola Frederick or Sunshine Bible Academy, as they have two games remaining, they would pick up 3 bonus points there. Wabe Summit, if they would win, beating Leola Frederick or Great Plains Lutheran, Ipswich would get bonus points there too. And it all comes down to the bonus points, strength of schedule, And all of that will need to be entered in. And a lot of that information may not show up until Saturday morning. A lot of teams will finish up their seasons tonight. They will enter that into the Activity Association database, and that is where the seeding points are calculated from. But if you don't play until Friday night and get home late, you may not put your information in until Saturday morning. Things probably won't be known for sure where Highmore Herald is going to be. I mean, simply, if they win here tonight, then they'll lock down the number 7 overall seed and will play on Tuesday, probably on the road. But if there is a play-in game and Highmore Herald winds up being the number 8 seed and taking on the 9th seed in Sunshine Bible, that game will be played here on Monday night. So those are the scenarios as we see them. And there may be some few tweaks in there along the way, but that's the simplest way for us to calculate it. We get to this point of the season, we thought maybe that would be something we could explain to you in our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a 3-minute break. And we'll come back with starting lineups on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You have a job to do, and Jan Bussey Ford has the trailer for you. Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore has over 65 trailers in stock. Whether you're looking for a gooseneck, flatbed, tilt, car hauler, dump, or utility trailer, we have them. And we carry quality brands like Aluma, PJ, Big Tex, Doolittle, HP, Wilson, and more. Call Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore at 605-852-2122 or visit our website at pioneergarage.com to shop our inventory online.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. For the Miller Wrestlers, they will start at one guard, Tyra Gates. She is a 5'5 senior. The other guard is Morgan Kolda. Kolda is a sophomore at 5'4. The forwards for Miller are Jaden Wirtle, a 5'8 senior, along with Allie Mullaney. Mullaney, a senior at 6 foot. And starting at center for Miller is Abby Blake. She is a 5'11 senior. For the Wrestlers, Gates and Kolda the guards, Wirtle and Mullaney the forwards, Blake at center. The Miller Wrestlers enter the contest tonight with a regular with an overall regular season record of 14-4. Their head coach is Trey Tiefenthaler. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, in one guard, April Fallis, a 5'3 freshman. Kennedy Effling is the other guard, a 5'3 5 junior. Reagan West got it 1 forward, a 5'6 junior, along with Brooke Palmer. Palmer is a 5'7 sophomore, and the starting center for Highmore Herald is Kendall Cermak. She is a 5'9 junior. Fallis and Effling, the guards, Westcott and Palmer, the forwards, Cermak at center for the Highmore Herald Pirates, who enter the contest tonight with a record of 6-13. Their head coach is Mike Ring. We'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow night as we will be in Hartford as the West Central Trojans host Chamberlain in a girls' boys doubleheader. First game scheduled to tip off at around 6:30. We'll have the pregame at 6:10. And, of course, during our postgame report tonight, we invite you to stay with us when we have our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. And also, we have our player of the game announcement. That comes from the folks at CHS River Plains. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website tonight, drgnews.com. And, of course, we archive these games at the KPLO page at the website, drgnews.com. Finally, in our pregame, it is the announcement of our game officials. The announcement of our game officials is brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are Jason Wenzel, Greg Stroh, and Joel Osborne. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And we will be back after this with the tip-off on KPLO.
Gift cards are great things to give as gifts. But when someone tells you you need to use a gift card to pay for something you owe, like utilities, taxes, and other fees, red flags should go off and it should cause you to stop and think. Most legitimate companies will never tell you to pay with a gift card. Before you go to purchase these gift cards, please call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986 and let them check things out for you so you're not out of your hard-earned money.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway.
Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Now at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Before we tip off, let's pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Basketball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain. 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Our tip-off is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you. When it comes to travel, work, and fun, Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com as the tip is controlled by the wrestlers who are dressed in their road green uniforms tonight. It will be Gates as they go to the corner. Wordle left side as they go back to the top of the key. Highmore Herald will start out in a man-to-man as Morgan Colda steps into a three from up top. Shot is good. She got away from her defender and had an open look from the top of the key and puts it home, and the wrestlers out to a lead early. Cermak across half court. Fallis pass inside. Palmer, nice up and under. Shot is good. Good work on the block. And off the glass for Brooke Palmer. She scores the two. And both teams score in their opening possession. Colda into the lane. Now Gates. Mullaney down low. Abby Blake. She'll kick it back up top. The open look for Gates. Tyra with a long two. And it's up good. And a 30-second timeout taken by Highmore Herald. Wanting to straighten out some things defensively. An early timeout taken. 5-2 Miller. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Both teams efficient as they have scored in their first possessions of the ballgame. It is 5-2 Miller, and Highmore Herald will end that streak as Kennedy Effling dribbles the basketball off the end line and out of bounds for the first Pirate turnover. And the Rustlers have the basketball once again. Again, both of these teams playing for a postseason position here. The final game of the regular season. Blake on the right block. Kick out Colda. Morgan with a three. Shot is no good. Rebound Blake. She has it knocked away but gets it back. The Rustlers will regather. Again, they'll post up to Blake. The kick out to Colda. Good ball movement to Jaden Wirtle. The three sticks to the rim and the backboard. And you don't see that done every day. As a spare basketball is needed. And now that is retrieved, and a jump ball will give the basketball to Highmore Herald on the alternating possession. And technically, as you look at it, a turnover for the Rustlers, but a tough one there for Miller here early in this ballgame. 5-2, Rustlers lead. They will apply some full court man pressure as Kendall Cermak crosses half court. Reagan Westcott right side. Leaves it off for April Fallis. She will drive. Good defense there by Gates as they go back inside. Ball is tipped, but Effling gets it back. And again, working the baseline, has it knocked away. But this time it does not. Yes, it does. Again, winds up on the baseline and turned over. Second time that has happened to Effling in as many possessions. And Miller has the basketball. 5-2. Wrestlers leading. As they go to Mullaney. Now Wordle. Back out to Gates as the Rustlers try to be patient. Mullaney high post. They go to Blake. She'll try to operate down low. Now it's Colda with good ball movement. She's bottled up. Back out it comes to Blake. 12 on the shot clock. It is Wordle. Gates. Tyra down the lane. Ball is knocked away and stolen. A good defensive sequence there for Highmore Herald. And here come the Pirates across half court. Trailing by three. As they work up top, it is Effling. Now Fallis as they go back to the top of the key. An open look for Westcott. The three ball is offline and no good. And Miller will get the rebound. 5:20 remains in the opening quarter as the Rustlers settle in. Colda left side of the key. Mullaney deep on the block. And the turnaround is up and short, but a foul is going to be called. It will be on the Pirates, and it will be on Reagan Westcott, the junior, with her first personal foul. And that time Mullaney was just too close to the basket. When she got the basketball, she was able to jockey for some position there. And Westcott couldn't do much to stop her from putting up that turnaround jumper. Free throw is up and good by the senior, Allie Mullaney. That pushes it to a 6-2 advantage with 5:13 remaining. Free throw is good. One thing we have seen over the last couple weeks, we had that Warner Classic on Saturday. We had Highmore Herald Sanborn Central Woonsocket on Friday. But ball of these teams is Highmore Herald gets the ball inside, and Tyra Gates makes a defensive play to knock it out of bounds. But it appears that all of these teams doing a much, much better job from the free throw line. We saw some good free throw shooting over the weekend at that Warner Classic, and last Tuesday night, that Jones County White River game. Both teams did a good job from the line. We see a good start here in this one as the Pirates get a good look at the basket. Shot is short. Rebound battled for and lost out of bounds by Highmore Herald, and Miller has the basketball. Leading 7-2. 4:50 remains in the opening quarter. Rustlers work. Kolda on the wing left side, right side. Down low, Abby Blake underneath the basket. Kicks it out now to Gates. Back inside. It's tipped and stolen away. Again, good defense. If that's where they're going to go with the basketball, Miller, I mean, trying to get the ball inside. The Rustlers are going to overplay that passing lane, and they have done that a couple times already. Here, Highmore Herald gets the ball inside, and it's Brooke Palmer who scores the two for Highmore Herald. 7-4. The Rustler lead down to 3 once again as we near the halfway mark of this opening quarter. Kolda, Gates, Wirtle. Back to Gates up top as Tyra will work down the lane against Kennedy Effling to kick out the open look for Wardle. The three is no good. Gates with the backside rebound. Shot clock reset. The Rustlers will reload it. To the left side, Jaden Wardle. Working against a Highmore Herald man-to-man. It is Kolda. Now Blake to Mullaney. She'll fire from 12. Shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Kendall Cermak. And here comes Highmore Herald. Chance to draw closer. Three would tie the ball game. We have not seen Highmore Herald attempt one as of yet. Here is Westcott trying to get it to Fallis, who loses the basketball out of bounds, and it's turned over. Highmore Herald with their third turnover of the ball game. Autumn Fallis will check out. She might have got hit in the mouth at some point and needs some attention down on the sideline. April Fallis back into the ballgame for Highmore Herald. Also in the contest, the freshman Addison McDonald. 7-4 is our score. As again, the Rustlers will roll offense. Miller has installed Trisha Lammers into the ballgame for the Rustlers. Back to the top of the key, Kolda, Mullaney. Back around the perimeter it comes, Wirtle. Now Gates with the dribble. She'll lose the basketball. And again, Highmore Herald's defense forces a turnover. Up the floor is Palmer. McDonald, the three ball, short. And the rebound is pulled down by Miller. 2:50 remains in the opening period, 7-4. The lead to Miller, who scored first in this ball game. In fact, both teams scored on their opening possessions of the contest. Out front it is Gates to the corner, Wirtle. Jaden for three, and that's good. Jaden Wirtle with the second three of the ball game for the Rustlers. That makes it 10-4. As Miller up to a 6-point lead, which is their biggest lead of the ball game. Here is Effling. Picked her dribble up after good defense from Morgan Kolda. Threw it up the floor. Ball was tipped. It's out of bounds. And they are going to say last touched by Highmore Herald. The Pirates with their fourth turnover. And Miller will have the basketball and a 6-point lead. 2:23 remains in quarter number one. In front of a very, very good crowd. Each one of these teams' biggest rivals, obviously, about 23 miles apart. They co-op together in football, get along very well, but when the football or basketball season rolls around, they still have a nice rivalry here. Runner by Miller, jumper from up top is no good. Highmore Herald got the rebound, and then the Rustlers steal it back as they bring it back to the top of the key. 5 turnovers for Highmore Herald. Gates inside, turnaround is up good, and putting that up and in is the sophomore Alea Schlechter. 12-4. Miller's lead is now at 8 with 1:35 remaining in the quarter, and an over and back call on Highmore Herald as April Fallis loses grip of the basketball. She was able to retrieve it, but it already had touched the half-court line in the over-and-back violation. Highmore Herald's 6th turnover. And here are the Rustlers. Entry pass Schlechter. It's stolen away. That's 5 turnovers for Miller. And now Highmore Herald needs to settle in. They have struggled from the field after they hit their first shot in the opening quarter. They have struggled since. They go down low. This is McDonald and a turnaround good off of an April Fallis feed. Addison McDonald scores to make it 12-6. Final minute of quarter number one. Allie Mullaney on the right side. Jaden Wirtle, top of the key as they go inside. Lammers, a kick out. Mullaney from 15. Shot no good there. Rebound is loose. Controlled by Highmore Herald. And here come the Pirates across half court. Fallis to Fallis from Autumn to April. Down low it comes. Kendall Cermak loses the handle. Saved it, but threw the basketball away. Turnover for Highmore Herald. And with the shot clock off, the Rustlers will try to hold for the final shot of the period. And Highmore Herald working in a man-to-man. Content to let that happen as Gates runs it down to 10 seconds. Gates will cross over and drive. They work the screen and roll with Lammers. It's knocked away, but Miller gets possession of it. They kick it to the corner. That's a jumper by Wirtle that's no good. Lammers with the offensive rebound. That put back is short, and that brings us to the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Large selection of new and used farm equipment at Mylot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier, including Bush Hog snowblowers, Weed Heart, and Ideal Post Pounders, Crustbuster seed tenders, too. Check them all out at the website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. We're back for quarter number two in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Mashick Food Center is your Affiliated Foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
Well, the opening quarter started out as a Miller three to start the ball game. Highmore Herald answered with a two of their own, but since then, the Rustlers have been able to add to the advantage. It's currently 12-6 as Miller has the basketball as we start the second quarter. Alea Schlechter in the lane with the pull-up that's no good. A foul on the rebound is going to be whistled on Trisha Lammers. And for the Rustlers, their first team foul committed in this first half. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Again, Miller with full court pressure. Trisha Lammers knocked the basketball away. Highmore Herald will again work the inbound as it will be Ethlin who puts it in play to Autumn Fallis. Pirates trail by six. They just have had trouble after that first possession as Fallis drives and fires. Shot is no good. Rebound Miller. Rustlers will try to run. Lead pass Morgan Kolda. Lammers posting up. Kolda will drive. Has it knocked away. Back out front it comes. Mullaney. Now Gates on the left wing. And Tyra will push it back to the top of the key. Schlechter on the right side. Back to the top. Mullaney. Kolda with the three. And it's good. Rattles it home. But Morgan Kolda hits her second three of the ball game to make it 15-6. A minute gone here on the second quarter. Here's Kendall Cermak. April Fallis. Autumn Fallis back to the top of the key. Zeffling will work with it. Now goes to Brooke Palmer. Palmer with the drive will send it back out. Westcott from the right side. That three is short. And the rebound pulled down by the Rustlers, who now have a 9-point lead as they push the basketball. It is Kolda to Gates. Back to Kolda. On the fly, Morgan Kolda gets to the rim and scores the two. And it is now 17-6. As the Pirates need a basket as they work with it on the perimeter. This is Kendall Cermak. Brooke Palmer. Palmer will drive. Leaves it off for Effling. Back to Cermak. Now Westcott deep right corner. Westcott will work it back out front. 10 on the shot clock as the Pirates work down low. It's Palmer, and Brooks' shot that time is too strong, and it's up no good. Rebound Miller. Here come the Rustlers in a hurry. It has been Kolda with the hot hand. Down low it is to Lammers. Now Kolda, she'll drive and kick. Back to Lammers. Her jumper is short, and Highmore Herald will come away with the rebound. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, 17-6. The lead to Miller as the Rustlers have scored the first five of this second quarter. Here's Brooke Palmer in the lane. Shot is blocked. Rebound Miller. Rustlers in a hurry. Gates to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul called. And I believe we will have some free throws here at the Miller basket. The personal will be whistled on Kendall Cermak, and that's her first personal foul. This is not a shooting foul, though. As Tyra Gates will check out. Jaden Wertle will check back into the ball game. Abby Blake back into the contest as well for the Rustlers. And Wertle will trigger the inbound out front. And it's Alea Schlechter. Now Tyra Gates to Jaden Wertle. Left side three ball is money. Jaden Wertle drops her second three. And a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. Another 30-second timeout with 5:24 remaining in the half. 20-6 Miller. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Spring is just around the corner, and CNB, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you're ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local CNB to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspection to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, CNB is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit CNB online at deerequipment.com. That's D-E-E-R equipment.com.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actegra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 20-6 is our score. 5:20 remains here until halftime as the Rustlers trying to take over the number one seed in Region 6A, trying to put together an impressive performance here. They need this victory, and also they need some help tomorrow night from Winter, as Winter plays Mobridge Pollock in their regular season finale tomorrow night. Shot at the Highmore Herald end is no good. They will head the other way. It is Autumn Fallis with the drive across half court. Cermak, now Palmer. She'll try the three. That is offline and no good. And another rebound by the Rustlers. Miller comes in with a size advantage, and they have shown that size advantage as they work on the offensive and defensive glass in this first half. High post, Abby Blake. Mullaney. Down low it comes. This is Jaden Wertle. Shot off glass is no good. Pirates with the rebound. They'll force the issue. Here comes Autumn Fallis across half court. Fallis, Cermak, Palmer. Deep left corner. Brooke will drive and is pushed, and a foul is called on Miller. The foul, as we wait for Jason Wenzel's call as he heads to the scorer's table, whistled on Jaden Wertle. Her first, team second of this first half, and Highmore Herald will inbound it. 4:15 remains until halftime. It is a 14-point lead for Miller as the ball pinballs around again as they try to feed it to the corner, and Miller there knocking the basketball out of bounds. Tyra Gates in, Elias Schlechter out for Miller. And it will be Kendall Cermak who will inbound it for Highmore Herald. As the inbound comes up top to Fallis, down low it's Palmer, shot up and no good. May have been partially blocked by Allie Mullaney. The Rustlers will come away with it. They lead by 14 halfway through the second quarter. Gates with the basketball up top, Mullaney to the corner, Wertle. Now Morgan Kolda with it. She'll try the long ball. That one is up no good. Rebound loose, Blake has it. Abby in the lane, she'll draw a foul. Team foul number three of the half for Highmore Herald, and it will be on Reagan Westcott, who picks up personal foul number two. This one will result in free throws for Miller, who are 2 of 2 from the line in the first half. Abby Blake going to the free throw line. The first is no good. Addison McDonald checks into the ballgame. Also, April Fallis back into the lineup for Highmore Herald. 3:47 remains in the half. 20-6 is our score. The lead belongs to Miller. Second free throw is up and no good. And Miller will come away with the basketball. They will force the issue as they bring it across to half court. Autumn Fallis on the move, tries to throw cross court. Ball is tipped and stolen away. Here's Miller up the floor. This is Gates to the rim. And Tyra Gates will score the two. 22-6 now. The lead to Miller. As we work to the three-minute mark of this first half, Addison McDonald left corner for Highmore Herald. Pass back to the top of the key, Westcott. Palmer. Palmer on the move as she will pass off. Here is Autumn Fallis driving. She's cut off. And back out it comes to Addison McDonald. 10 on the shot clock. 3 minutes remain in the quarter. Pirates will back it up top as Palmer will try to isolate. She'll have to make something happen. She takes a shot that is, the ball is blocked. She gets it back, puts it back up. That doesn't draw iron. And Miller has it as they work the other way. Leading by 16, Kolda will attack the rim. In traffic, she'll kick it back out. Now it is Schlechter. Down low, Wertle. The baseline jumper good. Good ball movement, and Jaden Wertle with 8 points in this first half for Miller. 24-6. As Highmore Herald will work the other way. April Fallis, left side. They try to throw the skip pass to the left corner. That is a long way to throw the basketball, and Miller overplaying passing lanes knocks the basketball out. Highmore Herald will inbound on the side with 25 on the shot clock. And the inbounds will come in to Brooke Palmer. Palmer facing up Allie Mullaney. Palmer will drive. She'll attack the rim, goes down hard, but a foul is going to be called. And I think this will result in some free throws as Abby Blake is whistled for her first personal foul. This will be a two-shot situation for Palmer, who has 4 of Highmore Herald's 6 points in this first half. 24-6 is our score, as the free throw is no good. Kendall Cermak checks in. Alea Schlechter checks in. Also into the ballgame for Miller is Tricia Lammers. A 24-6 lead for Miller as we work through this second quarter. The free throw from Brooke Palmer. This one is up good. She gets 1 of 2, and it is now a 24-7 score for Miller, or for Highmore Herald, pardon me, their first point of this second quarter. Here's Abby Blake, high post. Tyra Gates back now to Alea Schlechter. The Rustlers will go inside. This is Blake. Now Wertle, who's had the hot hand. She'll try a long ball. That three is no good. Schlechter with the offensive rebound. That put back won't go. And the rebound, after a little bit of a scrum, will wind up with Highmore Herald. Pirates will continue to try to push the pace of this ball game as they have all game long. They could change things if some shots started going down, but so far they have not in this first half. Here's Brooke Palmer to the rim. That shot is up no good. She'll try to get her own rebound. It is loose. Pirates have it. They will send it out front. Here is Cermak with the long ball. That is up no good. And the rebound to Abby Blake, and then it's stolen. Here is Palmer to the rim. That shot is no good. And Highmore Herald just cannot buy a basket here in this first half. It is 24-7. The lead to Miller. Schlechter on the left wing. Down low, Blake. She'll try to throw the skip pass, and it is through the hands of Jaden Wertle and out of bounds. For Highmore Herald, they have 8 turnovers. Miller with 7 turnovers. As both of these teams perhaps trying to do just a little bit too much in this first half of basketball. That's what you expect when rivals play. A little bit of ball pressure in the backcourt for Miller, and they knock the basketball out of bounds. Force Highmore Herald to inbound once again as it comes into Kennedy Effling. Final minute of the first half. Effling with the dribble. It is stolen away. Gates with the steal. Gates to the rim. Layup good. Tyra Gates with 6 points. 26-7. And again, Miller turns over Highmore Herald. Here's Abby Blake, Alea Schlechter. Schlechter will bring it back to the top of the key now as it comes to Wertle. Schlechter, now Gates. as the offense runs. A skip pass to Wirtle in rhythm. The 16-footer is no good. Backside rebound Blake to Gates. That shot is no good. And Highmore Herald will finally come away with the rebound. And getting trapped was Autumn Fallis, and she throws the basketball away. And now with the shot clock off, the Rustlers will slow it down and hold for the final shot of the quarter. Here is Gates. Long ball is up. It's no good. Rebound Wirtle. Put back. Good. Jaden Wirtle will score the two, and that is the end of the first half. All Rustlers here in the second quarter. It was 12-6 at the end of quarter number one, but a 16-1 scoring advantage for Miller, and they are in control of this ball game at the halftime break. It is a 28-7 score as Highmore Herald leads Miller. Our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment and my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report from the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPMO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz & Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Order your new 2023 Ford from Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore. The order bank is open for 2023 models including F-150, Explorer, Expedition, Bronco Sport, Ford Mustang Mach-E, Edge, Ranger, and more. Jan Bussey Ford is family-owned and operated. No games, no gimmicks. And our service department is unmatched in Central South Dakota, featuring four senior master certified technicians. Place your order and get exactly what you want by calling 605-852-2122.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Welcome back to the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. We are at halftime of our girls basketball matchup, final regular season contest for both of these teams. And the Rustlers have taken control of this ball game in the second quarter, holding Highmore Herald to just 1 point in quarter number two. They lead 28-7 here at halftime as we look at individual scoring. For the Pirates, Brooke Palmer leading the way. She has 5 points in the ball game. For Highmore Herald, Addison McDonald with two, and that is a total of 7 for Highmore Herald. Pirates go to the free throw line twice in the first half, They were one of two from the free throw line, and they committed 11 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of basketball. For the Miller Wrestlers, already five different players in score have scored, one already in double figures, and that is Jaden Wertle. The 5'8 senior with 10 points, Morgan Colda with 8, Tyra Gates with 6, Allie Mullaney with 2, and Alea Schlechter with 2 points in the ballgame for Miller. Wrestlers went to the free throw line in the first half 4 times. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and Miller with 7 turnovers in the first half of basketball. So it's a 28-7 lead as Miller leads Highmore Herald at the halftime break. Tomorrow night, we will have a doubleheader of girls and boys basketball for you as we will have Chamberlain's girls' final regular season game. They will be at West Central and take on the Trojans. We'll have that game for you, both of those games of that doubleheader, Chamberlain at West Central. First game scheduled to get underway at around 6:30. Pre-game at around 6:10 tomorrow night. And then next week, we will have postseason basketball for you right here on KPLO. Of course, we've got to wait, as we talked about in the pregame. There's a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different ways things could go. But we plan on bringing you postseason girls basketball. And as soon as we know, we'll let you know, as we'll have our coverage of high school girls basketball in the postseason next week on KPLO. Of course, we would like to thank those of you who have joined us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. This game and all of our games throughout the season have been archived and are there for your viewing pleasure on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. Big play of the game will come in our post game. That is brought to you by the Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game, brought to you by CHS River Plains, will come your way during our post game report as well. 28-7 is our halftime score. Highmore Herald will have the basketball to start the third quarter, and we'll do that after a 3-minute break on KPLO.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair, and put down the bubble wrap.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic PC provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in an emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
Drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Let's update some scores for you there at halftime up in Frederick as Leola Frederick leads North Central 28-25. Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 59-38. Potter County already down to Ipswich 44-34, the final score in that ball game. Harriet Selby is leading Northwestern 28-21. They are in the second quarter. Jones County and Lyman, they got underway a little bit late tonight. They are midway through the second quarter. It is 18-15 Coyotes in that ball game. Sully Buttes knocked off Falkton 39-31. Woolsey Wessington knocked off Hitchcock Delaire earlier this evening 69-45. Viberg Hurley, the number one team in Class B, took care of business, knocking off Howard 50-33. The final score in that ball game. Here it is 28-7 as Highmore Herald will have the basketball to start the second half. It will be Autumn Fallis who will get the start along with Kennedy Ethling, Reagan Westcott, Brooke Palmer, Kendall Cermak in quarter number two. And here are the Pirates. Ethling on the right side of the key working against a Highmore Herald man-to-man. Nice pass down low. The ball reversal to Brooke Palmer, and she will score the two. The Rustlers with Gates, Colda, Wirtle, Mullaney, and Abby Blake. Long jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound, Abby Blake, and she'll put it up and in. So both teams score quickly here in this third quarter. It is 30-9. Here are the Pirates down low. Palmer down low. She will score the two. And Brooke with a big ball game already. She has scored 9 of the 11 points for Highmore Herald. 30-11. Down low, it's Abby Blake. To the baseline, it is Mullaney. Up top, Wirtle. The three is up. No good. Rebound is loose. It's kept alive. And pinball. And Tyra Gates smashes into the bleachers over on the Highmore Herald side. And she appears to be all right. The ball wound up caroming all the way out of bounds at the Highmore Herald end. And ball will belong to Miller as they inbound it here. We're a minute into the third quarter. It is 30-11. Wirtle, Mullaney, down low, Blake, working against Brooke Palmer. Blake is forced to give the basketball up. Miller will reverse it again. It's Colda with a three. That is no good. Jaden Wirtle with the offensive rebound. That putback wouldn't go. And Miller comes away with the Highmore Herald, rather, comes away with the rebound. Miller again controlling the glass early here in this third quarter. Palmer inside, and she loses the basketball out of bounds. She was double covered. She went one way and then spun back and had a path to the basket but forgot the basketball as it goes out of bounds. And we are going to have a timeout taken. It'll be a full timeout taken by Highmore Herald. 6:33 remains in the third quarter. 30-11. The lead to Miller. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your Affiliated Foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
Spring is just around the corner, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you're ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspection to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at deerequipment.com. That's DEER equipment.com.
I'm out to brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. The Rustlers out of the Highmore Herald timeout. Corner three for Allie Mullaney is no good, but another offensive rebound. The Rustlers get the basketball inside, and Abby Blake does work as she scores the bucket to make it 32-11. a 21-point advantage for Miller, and that's where we were at halftime when it was 28-7. Turnover, Highmore Herald, their 12th of the ball game. As Miller will work the other way, Wordle the kick out, Colda, she'll give up the three, she'll drive, she'll fire. That runner is no good, but the offensive rebound, Jaden Wordle, and she'll put it up and in. And Miller with just too much size in that front court. You got to keep in mind, you got to get a body on Mullaney, you got to get a body on Blake, and that left, somebody didn't cover up Jaden Wordle, and she scores it. Now Highmore Herald turns it over. Here is Tyra Gates the other way. Shot is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. A 23-point lead for the Rustlers. As Miller works with it, Cermak out front, Brooke Palmer. Miller stays in that man-to-man, but they do a good job of overplaying passing lanes, and Pirates will move it around. A corner three is taken. That is up, no good. Rebound, Highmore Herald. Palmer inside, and she will get free throws as a foul is called. Allie Mullaney picks up her first personal foul. There were only six fouls called in the first half of this ballgame, three for each side, so nobody is in foul trouble at this point. Brooke Palmer, one of two from the line in the first half. She'll shoot a pair of free throws here in the first. Is up no good. Let's pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Basketball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain. 100.5, Pier, Fort Pier. If you drink, don't drive.
Brooke Palmer's second free throw is up and good. 34-12 now. 5 minutes remain, third quarter. Highmore Herald, they play a man-to-man defense as well as the Rustlers settle in. Wordle to the wing now, Blake. The skim pass, Wordle is open. She puts it up and in. Jaden has shot the basketball well tonight for Miller as she has 14 points. 36-12, a 24-point advantage now as the Pirates work with it. Palmer, deep left corner, will work the dribble. Bounce pass, Effling. She has the open look. She fires the three, and it's short. And the rebound pulled down by Miller. We have seen Highmore Herald so many times that Morgan Colda got away with a turnover, got away with a travel, but lost the basketball. And Miller is turned over for the eighth time in the ballgame. But so much perimeter shooting is such a part of the Highmore Herald game this season. You've got to be able to knock down those open looks, and that is something that Highmore Herald hasn't done, and until they do, Miller with that big size advantage is really going to pack it in on the inside. And here is another three-point try. That is up by Kendall Cermak and no good. Rustlers cannot control the rebound, though, as the ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Highmore Herald. 36-12 is our score. 3:49 remains in the third quarter. Effling inside, trying to get it down low to Cermak. Ball chased into the backcourt. It's touched. It's tied up in a jump ball. And it will belong to Miller, the Pirates, with their 14th turnover of the ballgame. 14 turnovers at this juncture of the ballgame really isn't a terribly high number for Highmore Herald. But when you add that to the offensive rebounding advantage that Miller has had, and the fact that Highmore Herald has gotten, you know, hardly any offensive rebounds in this ballgame. Just too many offensive chances for Miller. This time the Rustlers try to run offense and they throw the basketball away. That is their ninth turnover of the ballgame. And Highmore Herald with another opportunity. Trailing by 24 at 36-12. 3.5 minutes remain in the quarter. Westcott, now Palmer. Autumn Fallis will drive, dumps it inside to Palmer. They get it inside. The shot is left short. Rebound Miller. As players hit the deck, it is Gates up the floor. Lead pass Lammers. That shot is no good. Rebound is pulled down by Highmore Herald. The Pirates will get after it once again as we work to 3 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Here is Autumn Fallis. Back to the top of the key, Kendall Cermak. Palmer on the left side. Westcott will try to post up, but Alea Schlechter with good defense. Palmer will drive, steps into a double team to kick out to Westcott. The three ball is up good. And again, that's the play Highmore Herald has to have to be successful. As the offensive rebound comes to Autumn Fallis, she will attack the rim. That shot is left short, and the rebound is pulled down by Miller. The Rustlers will go inside, and Ball knocked away. It's loose. And it's picked up by Highmore Herald. And the Pirates throw the basketball away. This is Lammers to the rim. Layup good. Trisha Lammers with her first basket of the ball game. 38-12. The lead to the Miller Rustlers. A foul in the backcourt. Tyra Gates picks up her first. At halftime, Jones County is leading Lyman 32-19. The Pirates, again, will work with it offensively. Palmer down low. The turnaround is up. No good. Kennedy Effling with the offensive rebound. Into the ballgame, seventh grader Ellie Stagg for Highmore Herald. She tries a baseline jumper and leaves it short. Mike Ring going to his bench, trying to find somebody with the hot hand. Trisha Lammers picks up her second foul for Miller. Pirates will go to the free throw line with Kennedy Effling shooting two. The first is up good. Pirates already with 6 points in this third quarter. They scored just seven in the entire first half. But Miller has scored 10 in this third quarter so far, and they continue to add to the advantage. Currently a 25-point lead, 24 now, as Ethlene's second free throw is up and good. 2 minutes remain in the third quarter. The Rustlers will go deeper to their bench as well, as Miller will feed it down low. Mullaney out front, Wordle. Now Gates on the right side. They go back around the perimeter. Schlechter again. They'll leave Wordle open. Baseline left. The shot is up. No good. Lammers with the offensive rebound. Down low. Schlechter. Shot is no good, but a foul called on Highmore Herald. Addison McDonald also in the ballgame for Highmore Herald. She will be the young lady whistled for the personal foul, and that will be her first. And for Highmore Herald, their first foul of the second half. Alea Schlechter shooting two. The first is up. No good. Morgan Colda, Abby Blake will check back into the ballgame. Alea Schlechter will prepare for another free throw here. Try to add to the advantage, and the free throw is up good. 39-14. Highmore Herald across half court. Palmer will set offense. McDonald with a high screen. Palmer will drive, gets to the rim, and scores the two. She just isolated and went to the rim and scored. She has 12 points, and it's 39-16. Miller across the time stripe as it goes to Colda. Now Schlechter down low, Blake. Abby will try a baseline jumper that's no good. Tyra Gates will get the rebound, the quick putback, and a foul called on Highmore Herald. More free throws for the Rustlers. April Fallis with her first personal foul. Tyra Gates making her first trip to the free throw line tonight for Miller. And the first of two free throws is up good. For Tyra, she has 7 points. That's her first point of the second half. Makes it 40-16, another 24-point lead. They have led by as many as 26. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Highmore Herald. They could have just let it go, but of course, when you're trying to do a little too much, you're trailing, you're trying to do a little too much, you do things like that, and it just compounds the issue. And this young ball club of Highmore Heralds, they have learned a lot. And some postseason experience would help as well. As they work it down low and inside, this is Gates again, and Tyra will draw a foul, and again, she'll find herself to the free throw line. And the personal is on Brooke Palmer. Palmer with her first personal foul, the team's third, as Tyra Gage shoots two free throws, and the first one is up, and it is no good. 52 seconds remain in the third quarter. 40-16 is our score. The lead belongs to Miller. They scored with a three off controlling the opening tip. Highmore Herald scored with a two to make it 3-2, and that has been as close as this game has been, especially in the second quarter. Miller came and did work. Addison McDonald inside. Shot is blocked by Abby Blake. And here comes Miller. Colda now Gates with it. About a five-second differential from the shot clock to game clock as the Rustlers will work with it. Kolda, back out Schlechter, now Gates, 15 on the shot clock. Back to the top of the key it comes to Schlechter as Miller looking for Highmore Herald, expecting Miller to get the basketball inside. Here's a fadeaway from Morgan Kolda that's up no good. Rebound is battled for. I think we're going to have a foul called on Miller, and we will. It's on Alea Schlechter, and that's her first personal foul. Miller will apply some full court pressure as the Pirates get ready to put it in play. Palmer has her pocket picked by Tyra Gates. Gates will drive and is fouled by Palmer. And Brooke picks up her second personal foul, and that was just a dandy defensive play there by Tyra Gates. And that is another turnover for Highmore Herald. This is the fourth team foul and not a shooting foul. So all in all for Palmer, probably a pretty smart play, but Miller gets the ball inside as Trisha Lammers down low. Her turnaround is good, and that brings us to the end of quarter number three. 42-16, the lead to the Miller Rustlers. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. It's a lot on sale, Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at darrenboylesales.com. We're back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Courtson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Order your new 2023 Ford from Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore. The order bank is open for 2023 models including F-150, Explorer, Expedition, Bronco Sport, Ford Mustang Mach-E, Edge, Ranger, and more. Jan Bussey Ford is family owned and operated. No games, no gimmicks. And our service department is unmatched in Central South Dakota, featuring four senior master certified technicians. Place your order and get exactly what you want by calling 605-852-2122.
To 16 is our score as Miller leads. Highmore Herald will start out with the basketball here in this fourth quarter. Reagan Westcott driving. Gets into a double team right side. Back out front, it's Fallis. Now Effling. Brooke Palmer, Kendall Cermak both on the floor for Highmore Herald. This is a Cermak three, and that rims in and out no good. Morgan Kolda will get the rebound. She will drive. Down low it comes to Abby Blake. Kick to the corner. Kolda with the three ball, and it's money. And that's the difference in the ballgame, folks. Highmore Herald has not hit a three as of yet for the Rustlers. That is their fifth three of the ballgame. And they lead 45-16. Brooke Palmer for three. That one is short. And the rebound pulled down by Miller. 45-16 is our score. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Another three, Morgan Kolda, that's no good. Offensive rebound, Abby Blake. She'll put it up and in. And Blake now with 6 points in this second half. 47-16, a 31-point advantage and a running clock for the remainder of this ballgame. It is Cermak from the right side with the dribble back out front as it comes to Autumn Fallis. Fallis will send it to Brooke Palmer. Miller working with that man-to-man defense, but having that size inside, the Rustlers or the Pirates have not been able to do a lot in the paint. And when you can't do much in the paint and you haven't hit threes, that makes it very hard to score defensively as Miller holds the Pirates to another shot clock violation and a turnover as the Rustlers head the other way. Down low it comes to Lammers. Kolda, the skip pass to Jaden Wirtle. Back to the top to Kolda. Morgan will attack as they go to Schlechter on the wing. Now Lammers as they work left side. Back out front, Wirtle. Good ball movement as we go around the horn. This is Kolda. Entry pass down low to Lammers. The turnaround is up no good. And Kendall Cermak, who did a nice job defensively in the post that time, will get the rebound. And Highmore Herald will head the other way. Pirates will drop to 6-14 with the loss. Ipswich also was defeated by Potter County this evening. It's going to come down to those bonus points we talked about. And some of this may not be decided until things are all said and done after play tomorrow. But it looked like it was going to be Ipswich's position to lose as far as the seeding, that number 8, number 9 seed. As Highmore Herald with a runner by Brooke Palmer, that's no good. Rebound Miller. Rustlers almost throw it away, but they're able to get it back. Paige Wirtle in the ball game as it goes to Jaden Wirtle. The skip pass. They go to Jolie Palmer. Jolie with a dribble will feed inside and back out front, and a whistle and a traveling violation called on Miller. Rustlers with their 10th turnover. Miller, well, they did what they needed to do coming into this ball game. You go out, you get the lead, you get the win, you do what you can. Victory number 15 on the season. Now they need a little bit of help, as Mobridge Pollock was victorious already tonight, as they played Cheyenne Eagle Butte and defeated them. They have winner tomorrow night. They win that ball game. Mobridge Pollock is the number one seed in 6A. If winner is able to come away with the victory, Miller should be able to pass them. They should be the number one seed of Region 6A. It all settles out. Both Mobridge Pollock and Miller will be in action on Tuesday. Both of those teams will be at home. And both teams should be expected to do well and go deep into the postseason. As Miller misses a couple shots on the inside, Highmore Herald will come away with the rebound. If you're Highmore Herald and you drop to the number 8 seed, as Palmer will work down the lane, gets to the rim, shot is up, no good there. Miller will get the rebound. They will push. Jaden Wirtle across half court. Wirtle will go back out front. Jolie Palmer. Paige Wirtle now as they work inside. The ball is tipped and stolen away. Highmore Herald, if they go to the number 8 seed, will host Sunshine Bible as we're going to have a foul called on Abby Blake. Abby picks up her second personal foul, and kind of a hard foul there as Brooke Palmer will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Brooke Palmer with 7 in the second half, 5 points in the first. She has 12 of Highmore Herald's 16 points in the ballgame. The Pirates have just not been able to get more of the inside game going because they have not been able to hit shots on the perimeter. They have yet to hit a 3 in this contest, as Highmore Herald will go deeper to their bench. Jada Balloon back into the ballgame. Also back into the contest, Ellie Stagg, Addison McDonald back in there as well. Jada Balloon making her first appearance of the night into the lineup for Mike Ring's Highmore Herald Pirates. Free throw here for the sophomore, Brooke Palmer, is up, and it is good. She will hit 1 of 2. 47-17 with 3:25 remaining. Into the ballgame, Mattia Elger, a 5'4 junior for this young Highmore Herald squad. Grayson Wirtle, a 5'4 freshman, into the contest as well. The Pirates work to try to get the basketball inside. Madeline Sayinga into the matchup as well. And here is a 3 taken. That is up and good by Paige Wirtle. And a timeout taken by Miller. Rustlers will take a 30-second timeout with 3:04 remaining. They lead 50-17, and we'll break for 30 seconds as well on KPLO.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press. Press.
With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We are inside of 3 minutes remaining in this ballgame. 50-17 is our score. As the Pirates work with the basketball, Addison McDonald will feed down low. This is Jada Balloon. Inside, her turnaround is up and short, but we will have a foul called on the Rustlers. And it will be whistled on Kate Lichty, who just checked into the ballgame. She is a 5'6 freshman for Miller. Jada Balloon shooting 2, and the first one is up, and it is short. We'll have the big play of the game for you during our post game. We'll also have our player of the game announcement. That will come from CHS River Plains. We'll recap a few scores. We won't make a lot of predictions as far as seeding points and whatnot, but we also realize that a lot of the things that we thought would happen are going to happen. And for Highmore Herald, they needed to win this ball game to lock that number 8 seed down, or the number 7 seed, we should say. That looks like Ipswich is in the driver's seat there. A shot up no good by Miller, and a foul is called on the Rustlers. It will be on Madeline Sainga, as she was pushing off, getting position for the rebound, and we will walk the other way for free throws. Matea, shooting the front end of a 1-1 for Highmore Herald. 50-18 as the free throw is up good. And we will prepare for free throw number 2, and that is up, and that one is also good. As Matea Elger scores, she has 2 points, 50-20, as we work to the 2-minute mark remaining in this ballgame. As they work the perimeter, Miller, the Rustlers with Kate Lichty out front as they work to the wing right side. Also, Caitlin Anderberg in the ballgame. She'll handle it on the right side. They work it back out front. Sainga with a pass up top that is tipped and stolen away. Jada Balloon makes the defensive play. Here comes Highmore Herald. 3-ball off glass from Ellie Stagg is no good. Miller will come away with the rebound. The Rustlers will try to push, but head coach Trey Tiefendahler says slow it up a little, and Grayson Wirtle will settle folks down. Here's J.C. Pugh back to the top of the key. Anderberg. They go inside, shot taken, it's no good. That is from Grayson Wirtle, and Highmore Herald will get the rebound. 90 seconds remain. Here is Fallis for 3. Again, it's short, the rebound. Highmore Herald, and the putback is up and good by Ellie Stagg, and a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. And they just want to take a timeout to get some kids in there for the final minute and 26 of this ballgame. Not even sure if the coaches will do a lot of coaching here, and some just good plan by head coach Mike Ring. Trey Tiefendahler, I think, was thinking the same thing, just wanting to get some fresh faces out there. And Highmore Herald will do just that. Laney Ping and I think Callie Chavez is out there as well. Both of those seeing perhaps their first varsity action of the season as they roll the perimeter here and send it back up to the top of the key. 50-22 is our score. And the Rustlers lose the basketball. Jada Balloon with another defensive play for Highmore Herald. Final minute of this ball game, 50-22. Up the floor, it is Chavez. Entry pass inside. Ball is kicked and out of bounds. It will remain with Highmore Herald, who will put it in play on the baseline, as it will be Ellie Stagg who triggers. And the inbounds will come inside. This is Chavez with the turnaround. The left-handed shot is up no good. She'll get her own rebound and give it off to Matea Elger. Elger will drive, goes to Stagg. Stagg will drive and pass it to the wing, and the ball is lost out of bounds. And Miller will get another offensive chance here as things wind down in this fourth quarter. 50-22 is our score. As we work the other way, Wirtle, Grayson Wirtle will cross half court. Miller will hold the basketball, and there is your ball game. 50-22 is our final, as the Miller Rustlers will finish 15-4 on the season. And we'll see what happens with Mowbridge Pollock and Winter tomorrow night. As far as the race for the number one seed in Region 6A is concerned, Highmore Herald will have to wait to see how things add up, but they may, after things are all said and done, we'll wind up moving down to the number 8 overall seed in Region 6B. We'll talk about that. We'll recap some scores as well as our postgame gets underway. But our quarter scoreboard is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair, and put down the bubble wrap.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Underway back here at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore as we will recap the Miller Rustlers' 15th win of the season as they knock off Highmore Herald tonight by a final of 50-22. It came down to, we talked about the size advantage coming in that Miller had. They controlled both the offensive and defensive glass. They got several second chance opportunities. Highmore Herald, they want to get the ball inside, be able to kick it back out and knock down threes. Well, Highmore Herald got that type of ball movement, but the threes didn't go down. And when the threes didn't go down, that also meant that Highmore Herald could not score on the inside as well. They did not get a lot of second chance opportunities. And in the end, when it's all said and done, this Miller Rustler Ball Club, a very good team that's battling for the number one seed in Region 6A. And they take care of business here 50-22 as they come away with the victory here this evening over the Highmore Herald Pirates. We look at individual scoring for the Pirates tonight. They were led by Brooke Palmer. Palmer with 14 points in the ballgame. Two for Kennedy Ethling, two for Mattia Elger, two for Ellie Stagg, and 2 points in the ballgame for Addison McDonald. A total of 22 for Highmore Herald tonight. Pirates go to the free throw line 14 times in the contest. They were 8 of 14 from the free throw line. And Highmore Herald trying to control the pace, force the pace of this ball game, if you will. They had 23 turnovers in the contest tonight after they had 11 in the first half. For the Miller Rustlers, they got some balanced scoring. Jaden Wertle leading the way with 14 points. Morgan Coldas, 11. Tyra Gates with 7. Abby Blake with 6. Trisha Lammers with 4. 3 for Paige Wertle, 3 in the ballgame for Alea Schlechter, and 2 points in the ballgame for Allie Mullaney as 7, or make it 8, different players score for the Rustlers tonight. Miller goes to the free throw line 10 times, and they were 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And Miller winds up with 13 turnovers in the contest after they've had 7 turnovers in the first half. Again, Miller led 12-6 at the end of the opening quarter, 28-7 as they held Highmore Herald to just 1 point in the second quarter. Miller extended the lead 42-16 after 3 and win this one by a final of 50-22. And we'll have more as our pregame continues. So we're back after this on KPLO.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic PC provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in an emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
Spring is just around the corner, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you're ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspection to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at DeereEquipment.com. That's DEEREEquipment.com.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Game continues here in Highmore as we talk about a Miller Rustler victory 50-22. We have some post-game things to talk about, but first, let's let you know what happens tomorrow night on KPLO. We'll have a doubleheader of high school girls and boys basketball for you as we follow the Chamberlain Cubs on the road. They will be at West Central at Hartford, South Dakota. We'll have that game for you on KPLO. 6:30 with the scheduled tip-off of Game 1, which we believe is the girls' contest. We'll have our pregame at around 6:10 tomorrow evening. We'll bring you both of those games, and then, of course, post-season basketball for the girls, for us, will begin Tuesday night on KPLO. Let's update some scores for you from the Class B ranks. Sully Buttes, they finish up their regular season. Victory over Falkton, 39-31. Jones County, as they get set to start the fourth quarter in Murdo tonight, 46-26. Jones County leading Lyman. Harriet Selby is out in front of Northwestern, 53-44. Potter County, Downey Nipswich, 44-34. That game is final. Sanborn Central, Woonsocket over Iroquois Lake Preston, 59-38. And also Leola Frederick, Downey North Central, 58-55. Kadoka is leading Bennett County, 33-10, and of course, Gregory Downs Burke, 61-42, and again, our final here, 50-22, as Miller is victorious. It's time for our big play of the game. And our big play of the game is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. Well, you could look at it two different ways. You could talk about the defense of Miller, or you could talk about Miller or Highmore Herald struggles offensively in the second quarter. And, well, that turned out to be both equating to a one-point offensive output for Highmore Herald in quarter number two. And that gave Miller the opportunity, outscoring Highmore Herald 16-1 in that second period. And they open up a 28-7 lead at halftime, and they took care of business the rest of the way, as they are that play in that play in the second quarter, our big play of the game. And it is brought to you by the folks at the Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is our player of the game announcement. And before we name tonight's player of the game, let's hear from CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, let's look at our player of the game nominees. The Miller Wrestlers had two double-figure scorers. They were led by Jaden Wirtle, who had 14 points. Morgan Colda with 11, as both those girls came out and shot the basketball well in the first half of this ball game for Miller, as they were in double figures. But we got to go with Highmore Herald's Brooke Palmer, 14 points in the ball game. She had 14 of Highmore Herald's 22 points tonight. Folks, that is player of the game worthy. Brooke Palmer, our player of the game from the folks at CHS River Plains. As again, we'll have high school basketball for you on tomorrow night. It will be Chamberlain at West Central. First game will get underway at around 6:30. Our pregame is at 6:10. And on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, the Crystal Wolf Garden Agency, by Mashing Food Center, the Highmore Herald, Highmore Health, Jan Bussey Ford, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and Access Health of Highmore. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO also brought to you tonight by CMB Operations, Kent Clark Insurance, Carr Chiropractic, Miller Rexall, Advanced Collision and Repair by the folks at the Miller Press, and also coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO, also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company of Pierre. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from Highmore. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.